Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Salamu alaykum. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to The Teacher. This is your host, Ali, and in today's program, we're going to be talking about the concept, rather the system of imama, and more specifically, we're going to be looking into one of the philosophies of the existence of an imam, and that philosophy is the political and social leadership of the ummah. If you recall, in last two programs, we have outlined two other philosophies or two other rationales of the existence of an imam. The second one was the guardian of the heavenly laws, and the first one was the perfection, the spiritual perfection along with divine leadership, right? So today we're going to be looking into the political and social leadership of the ummah. Brothers and sisters, as you know, after the demise of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, him being the last messenger and him being the last prophet, the ummah of the prophet and the continuation of this ummah, the generations to come, they require guidance as well. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sets it up in such a way that as soon as the last messenger leaves this earth, we have the institution of imama replace or continue that system of prophethood. Doubtlessly, no social group or gathering can continue to be alive if it is not led by a strong leader. Because of this, from the earliest time to the present, all tribes and nations have selected a leader for themselves who was sometimes a good person and very often not so good. It was often the case that by making use of the needs of the ummah for a leader, a tyrant who had coercion and who deceived the people was imposed upon them, and he took the power in hand. On the other hand, in order for human beings to be able to reach spiritual perfection, they must take this way, not alone, but with a group or a society, because the power of an individual from the intellect, physical, material, and spiritual point of view is very limited, whereas the power of a group is very strong. But for a society, it is necessary that a correct system rule over it, and human talents blossom to struggle against deviations, preserve the rights of all individuals, and for reaching this great goal, programming and organization is necessary, and the motives be mobilized for motion in a free environment in all of the society. It is in fact the human being's sin. Because of this, human beings have always borne witness to the political deviations of the world. The necessity of a pure leader sent on behalf of God Almighty to supervise this important issue, and also making use of people's power and the great thoughts of the scholars prevents any kind of deviation. This is another of the philosophies behind the existence of an imam. And another, we repeat, is to be a guide. Thus, the duty of people at special times when the pure imam is in occultation has become clear, and with the will of God, we will speak about it in later sessions.
IRIB English Radio. Email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء أنت في الوجدان حي أنت للعينين ضي أنت عند الحوض
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Brother Mahdi. The discussion is the Imam's role in socio-political affairs. Now, the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, has said in a tradition, even if the entire duration of the world's existence has already been exhausted, and only one day is left before the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expand that day to such a length of time as to accommodate the kingdom of a person from my Ahlul Bayt, who will be called by my name. He will fill out the earth with peace and justice, as it will have been full of injustice and tyranny. What is interesting is that this tradition can be found in the major Sunni references, such as Sahih al-Tirmidhi, Sunan Abu Dawood, Musnad Ahmad ibn Hanbal. These are famous books from our Ahl al-Sunnah brothers. Now, the Imam's role in socio-political affairs is clear that he is the guide, he is the leader. And when he is the leader, he can guide. And it is when he is the guide that he should be the leader. The Holy Prophet Muhammad said, Allah will raise a man from my progeny, from my Ahlul Bayt, by whom the earth will be filled with justice thoroughly, the same as it has been filled with injustice and oppression. So we see that one of the roles of the Imam in the socio-political affairs is to establish justice all across the world, especially at a time when it has been filled with oppression and injustice. And is not this the day and age where all across the world the cries of the oppressed are ascending towards the skies? Is not this the day and age where the blood of the innocent is being spilled all across the earth? Is not this the day and age where people decide to change the TV channel when we see the death and destruction facing the people of the earth? So in this type of poisonous environment, what better savior than the Imam of our time who will establish justice on this hurt and wounded earth? Imam Mahdi, peace and blessings upon him, said, "But for the incidents that happened for Muslims, refer to the narrators of our traditions," meaning the scholars, "because they are my witnesses upon you, and I am the witness of Allah upon them." So in today's time, when we are facing the occultation of the 12th Imam, we should look for those leaders that are present among us, who are most like the Imams in terms of their behavior and their qualities. These leaders are our socio-political guides who will take our hand and lead us towards the perfect justice of the Imam of our time, Imam al-Mahdi. Thanks for listening.
We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say in front of him? Mu'allim.
Welcome back, dear listeners. So before we went on to this break, we were talking about one of the philosophies of the existence of an imam. And we said that that philosophy is the political and social leadership of the Muslim Ummah. If there is no strong and especially divinely appointed leadership present, then there are deviations that take place. That deviations not only transform into derailing of human beings from the path of guidance, rather they introduce corruption in a society. So our point and our claim is that a divinely appointed imam has to be within people in order to counter these deviations, and this imam will inevitably become the political and social leader. And of course, in the occultation of the infallible imam, we settle for something less, that is Wilayatul Faqih, and we will talk about that in future. But for now, keep in mind that a just ruler, a just Islamic ruler who knows Islam inside out, has to bear the responsibility of politically and socially guiding the Muslim Ummah. So now let's look at the characteristics of the Imam. One of them is that an Imam is completely away from committing sins. He is infallible. Number two, he has unobtainable sciences which are granted to him by the exalted Allah. So there are some sciences that can be attained and acquired by any human being. But then there are some sciences which any human being or none of the human beings have any access to. An imam, an infallible, divinely appointed imam, has access to even those sciences. Number three, he is patient in dealing with people and fulfilling his duties. Number four, his position is the position of the prophets, okay, in terms of the enforcement of their power and authority. Of course, a prophet is a prophet and an imam is an imam. A prophet is directly linked to the wahi, which is a revelation, whereas an imam, he learns from the prophets, and there are other ways of getting that revelation in terms of, like, for instance, ilham. But we will talk about it in some other session. Number five, he is Allah's caliph and the successor of the messenger of Allah. Number six, his government organizes Muslims' affairs and gives them honor and prosperity. Number seven, Islamic rules and commandments are enforced in his government. Number eight, the imamah is steady tree of Islam, whose branches are always spreading in the world. It's not confined in a geographical manner. Number nine, the imam is Allah's trustee and his hujjah for the servants. He invites the people towards Allah and defends Allah's commandments. Number 10, the imam is a unique person in his own age. No one is like him, nor can anyone reach his position. Number 11, the imam honors Muslims, but angers and perishes the infidels and heterodox. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye. La ilaha illallah.